Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nightmare Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sourdough Bread for Beginners by Evelyn Harcourt is a beginner-focused baking guide designed to make homemade sourdough feel structured, repeatable, and approachable. Positioned as a step-by-step cookbook and skills manual, it walks readers from creating a live sourdough starter through baking artisan-style loaves with strong crust, open crumb potential, and consistent rise. A central promise of the book is dependability. It frames sourdough success as the result of managing a few key variables rather than relying on intuition alone. Alongside core bread methods, the book also addresses common home baker needs such as flexible schedules, including same day, overnight, and lower effort, no knead options. Another defining feature is its emphasis on using sourdough discard rather than wasting it, with additional recipes that turn excess starter into everyday foods like pancakes, crackers, cookies, pretzels, and quick pizza dough. Overall, it aims to help new bakers build lasting competence and confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building and maintaining a bubbly sourdough starter. A dependable sourdough practice starts with a healthy starter, and the book treats starter creation as the foundation skill that unlocks everything else. It focuses on the practical steps. Beginners need establishing a culture of wild yeast and beneficial bacteria, keeping it active with regular feedings, and learning the visual and textural cues that indicate strength. By centering the starter as a living ingredient, the guide helps readers understand why timing and consistency matter, especially when kitchen temperature and flour choices affect activity. The book also supports long-term maintenance, so beginners do not feel stuck in a constant feeding routine. Instead, it frames starter care as a manageable habit that can be adapted to real life. This is also where the zero-waste theme begins, because starter maintenance naturally creates discard. Rather than treating discard as a nuisance, the book positions it as a usable ingredient, which reduces anxiety about keeping a starter going. For new bakers, this topic matters because it prevents two common early failures: baking with an underpowered starter and giving up due to upkeep confusion. Secondly, the sourdough framework managing variables to reduce guesswork. One of the book's distinguishing ideas is its framework approach to sourdough, which emphasizes mastering a small set of variables that drive consistent outcomes. Instead of presenting sourdough as an unpredictable craft, it encourages readers to think systematically about inputs and conditions that can be observed and adjusted. Key examples mentioned include hydration levels and fermentation management, both of which shape dough handling, loaf volume, and crumb structure. By organizing the process into repeatable decisions, the framework helps beginners troubleshoot without feeling overwhelmed. If a loaf spreads, the framework points the baker back to likely causes such as fermentation control, shaping strength, or hydration that exceeds their current handling skills. If a loaf underrises, it prompts review of starter readiness and timing. This kind of structure is especially useful for beginners because it replaces vague advice with a clear mental model change, one variable at a time, observe the result, and gradually build reliable instincts. The book's promise of beautiful crusts and consistent results depends on this topic because it trains readers to bake with intention rather than hope. Thirdly, from mixing to baking step-by-step loaf techniques and timelines, beyond starter care, beginners need a complete path from dough to finished bread, and the book provides that through step-by-step instruction supported by timelines. This matters because sourdough is time-dependent. Bulk fermentation, proofing, and baking are linked, and missed timing can lead to dense crumb or poor oven spring. The guide addresses different home baker schedules, including no-knead approaches, overnight loaves, and same-day workflows, which helps readers choose a method that fits their routine rather than forcing their life around the dough. Within these workflows, the book emphasizes core techniques that affect consistency, including hydration awareness, fermentation control, and methodical progression through stages. It also includes a range of loaf styles that match beginner goals while offering variety, such as bowls and batters, plus breads made with whole wheat and rye. The value here is not only the recipes, but the planning mindset. Timelines act like training wheels, giving beginners a reliable script until they can read the dough more confidently. This topic supports the book's broader aim, making artisan results accessible without requiring professional bakery experience. Fourthly, shaping and scoring for artisan-style results at home. Many beginner loaves taste good but look uneven, and the book addresses this gap by teaching shaping and scoring with practical tools and techniques. It highlights common artisan baking equipment such as Bannetton baskets for proofing and bread lames for controlled scoring. These elements are not presented as aesthetic extras, they are tied to function. Good shaping builds surface tension so the loaf holds its form and expands upward rather than outward. Good scoring gives the loaf a deliberate expansion point in the oven, which supports oven spring and helps develop an attractive pattern. For beginners, this topic is often where frustration peaks because dough can feel sticky, fragile, or unpredictable. By breaking shaping and scoring into clear steps, the book reduces intimidation and helps readers produce loaves that look more like bakery bread. It also reinforces the idea that artisan style is learnable structure, repetition, and a few simple tools can dramatically improve results. This topic complements the framework approach, because shaping and scoring become variables the baker can practice and refine, leading to consistent improvements over time. Lastly, zero waste baking creative ways to use sourdough discard. A practical barrier to keeping a sourdough starter is the ongoing production of discard, and the book turns that challenge into a feature by including multiple discard recipes. This zero waste emphasis supports both sustainability and motivation. Beginners are more likely to maintain their starter when excess culture becomes something they look forward to using. The guide specifically points readers toward discard-friendly foods that fit everyday eating, including pancakes, crackers, cookies, pretzels, and quick pizza dough. These recipes broaden the value of sourdough beyond the signature loaf, helping readers get more payoff from the time they spend feeding and maintaining a starter. Discard baking can also function as low-risk practice because it teaches how starter behaves in different doughs and batters without the long fermentation cycle of bread. The book also mentions flavor expansions for loaves, with add-ins such as jalapeno cheddar, cinnamon raisin, and chocolate walnut, which aligns with the same idea of keeping sourdough engaging and customizable. Overall, this topic strengthens the book's beginner appeal by making sourdough feel economical, flexible, and integrated into daily cooking. In conclusion, Sourdough Bread for Beginners is best suited for new or returning home bakers who want a clear system for learning sourdough without feeling buried in confusing terminology or inconsistent advice. Readers who have tried sourdough once or twice and felt discouraged by flat loaves or unpredictable timing will benefit from its emphasis on step-by-step instruction and a framework that centers controllable variables. The practical payoff is confidence you learn how to build and maintain a lively starter, plan fermentation around your schedule, and execute the key techniques that make loaves look and bake more like artisan bread, including shaping, scoring, and the use of proofing baskets and a lame. Another major benefit is efficiency and reduced waste. By actively teaching how to use every bit of discard in approachable recipes like pancakes, crackers, cookies, pretzels, and quick pizza dough, the book lowers the ongoing cost and inconvenience of starter upkeep. Compared with many sourdough books that lean heavily on intuition or assume prior baking experience, this one positions sourdough as a learnable process, supported by structure, timelines, and repeatable methods. That combination makes it a practical entry point while still leaving room for creativity through different loaf styles and flavor add-ins. If you would like to support Evelyn Harcourt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.